There's only so much you can do.
You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear.
A sow being a cow, not a cow, a pig.
Pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Female
yeah.
pig.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I wanted to break into
the yeah, exactly.
sound of music. It's really got nothing to do with a sow's ear.
It doesn't really, but a female something. Yeah. Yeah.
Sow. A pig.
Female
a pig. What else can we go with after that? I really, in my mind, I was like, oh, this is going to be great. We're going to create all these amazing sort of parallels and rhymes to then, sound music. And then I went, nothing came.
Inspiration deserted
Fantastic.
You.
Nothing came.
You're still on the no alcohol.
I'm still on the no alcohol.
How long has that got to go?
Jeez, I think I'm on my last 20 days or so. So
finish line in sight.
The finish line is
in sight. Keep powering on.
Well, yeah, I think I might be on day 55 today, something like that. So this is, yeah, it's hard 75. So
it's not called easy 75.
It's not called easy 75, and they're not drinking. You've got me some interesting beers today, which we'll talk about very soon once we actually get into the
nitty-gritty. We're on the same brand.
Yeah, we're on the old Parrot Dogs.
Yes.
The old Parrot Dogs, which is really...
Which was the original beer we got when we first got sponsored, just saying.
Yeah, it was.
From because we had a walkers. Dog walker.
The old Dog Walkers.
Yes.
So, Mark.
It finally happened.
What?
I got on the motorway.
Uh-huh.
I started, you know, on the on-ramp, cruising up, getting up to 100, which is the speed limit. I was at 94.
Well, I don't know what's where this is going, but I'm
and then
captivated.
This car on the far right-hand lane just tore ass.
Ooh.
Right up past me, and I was like, oh, yeah, bit of a dickhead.
Yeah.
And then a cop car just pulled out of a side and just chased him down. And I was like, oh my God, I've been waiting for that to happen for like 40 years.
Your
not
whole
really.
Life.
I've been just waiting for someone. Like, one of these days, you're going to get caught doing this stupid speed, you dick. It happened.
Oh, really?
Finally happened.
Well done, dude. Well
it happened
done.
In front of my very eyes. I wasn't recording it, which is a shame.
Well, I'm glad it was a real great anecdote. I was expecting...
You've got to really feel it. You've got to wait. There's like every time a dickhead has gone like that, it's one of these days. One of these days.
Yes.
It finally happened.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, look, I'm going to give you... Can I rate that little anecdote?
How many speeding tickets have you had?
A few.
Okay.
Because I drive a lot.
Right.
But I get... Get some head on that. Jeez, no head. I get a lot of speed camera ones.
Okay.
But I haven't had like...
You've never been pulled over by a police officer?
I've been pulled over by a police officer many times. But I've...
What's your strategy when... Do you go charming as much as you can be?
There's not much I can do.
Really?
Like it's... Like you get
Don't deserve just like zip down the...
Well, I never drive with pants on.
Stress and cleavage.
I never ever drive with pants on. So dick's out and they go, sir, can you mind covering your dick? And I'm like, well, look, this is my private...
Vehicle.
I have my right to have my penis out. And then they said, well, can you just cover it for now and be a good guy? And I go, in this one case. So
they hand you a matchbox. Please, sir.
I was about to make that burn on myself. And you did it for me, which I feel as I was like, okay, you've got a little sweet little self burn here. I get it. And then you, not only was it like a burn about the size of my micro penis, you took it away from me giving it to myself.
There we go.
You fucking bastard.
Yeah, well.
Oh, this is on your channel. This is the last F-bomb I'll do. But yeah, no, I just try and... and it's always just crap because you're always irritated because it's usually an area... It's usually in areas where it's like gone from 100 to an 80 and you don't know. And they're like, do you know what speed you're going? And you go, oh, I think I was going like 105 or something. Mm. And they're like, that's pretty quick. And you're like... Really? And they're like, yeah, well, it's 80 around here. And you're like,
yeah.
Is it? And they're like, yeah, there's a sign. And you go, oh.
Yeah.
Shit.
I feel like they know those spots.
Yeah, well, I've gone from ones where it's been an 80 going into a residential zone. And there's like an area that hasn't been built up yet. It's like subdivisions yet to be built, but it goes.
So it still feels pretty open.
Yeah. And then you get,
limited. Yeah.
No, there's a sign.
Yeah. I've never had one, but I once was driving, following my dad out.
I think this is very far away from me.
Well, you don't have long enough arms.
No, you got gargantuan fucking
ape arms. Yeah. I was following my dad. My brother needed to borrow the car, so we had to drive two cars out and drive one back. And then my dad got pulled over right in front of my eyes. But there was also in a zone which had gone from an 80 to a 50.
Have you ever been pulled over? Nope. Really? You drive much?
I'm a cautious driver.
Yeah, I don't think I'm a speed demon or
by I'm not a prick. Man. I'm not a guy who sits there like doing 80 and 100. I drive I drive around about the speed limit.
Yeah, right.
I do drive a shitty little hybrid though. So like when I drove down to Napier during the break, like anytime I would see a hill, I'd be like, let's fucking go. I'd drive like 120 to get up to the hill because otherwise I'm not going to make it.
So my current car, I had a Tesla before this and then this current one kind of goes.
Company car.
Company cars, yeah. I haven't had my own car for a decades. Decades, yeah. But this company car goes like the clappers.
Yeah, I've been in it once.
Yeah. Did I go like the clappers? No, I wasn't. Yeah, you were right. I was just, but you could feel like
I could feel it, yeah. Even compared to my little hybrid. Yeah. Lawnmower goes past like, damn, look at the size of the engine on that compared to my car.
Sounds like a vagina farting. Actually, well, how would you describe vaginal farts?
So how about them Knicks?
The Phoenix?
Oh, nah.
What?
The New York Knicks.
Oh, I thought you meant the Phoenix, the Wellington football team.
They're not going as well as Auckland FC.
Yeah, Auckland FC is top of the table, man.
Jack Tame was in the news the other day. It's like, I actually only read the headline. I'm one of those pricks who only read the headline. It just makes a judgment call on the entire article. But I don't watch Super Rugby because the Auckland FC is so good.
All right, okay. Well, Auckland FC is great, and I've been enjoying it, but I still watch Super Rugby. You can watch multiple things.
That's the thing, you can watch multiple things.
Yeah, exactly. It's
it
not
doesn't
like,
have to be a fight to the death.
It's not like you, like, I watch House of the Dragon, so I can't watch Severance.
It's like the PlayStation Xbox thing.
Mm.
If you play PlayStation, you must hate Xbox.
The only thing it is like, the cost of time and then the cost of the actual subscription services. The subscription services are the same for Auckland FC and for...
Yes, they're on the same broadcaster here in New Zealand.
But it's time. Like, if you're following... We don't have endless time to be able to watch rugby, unless it's your job, you know? Like, you don't actually find... But you find bugger all time to actually watch any other sport, do you?
This is true.
Yeah. Because you don't actually have that much. You're like, if I'm watching a sport, it's going to have
to...
It better be rugby.
Yeah.
And you used to be so into ice skating.
Right, ice hockey.
No, I thought it was just figure skating.
No.
Oh,
the NHL.
The NHL.
How my team's doing crap, so I'm not really watching them
this
year.
Red Wings going?
Although the goalie scored for the ice hockey team I followed the other day.
Oh, we got this guy up. Fantastic. Well, that's good, mate.
Goalies don't usually score.
And
Do you know how he scored the goal? Because he blocked the shot.
He blocked a shot and went all the way back.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a hell of a block.
Yeah.
How did it get past all the other players?
I think they had their net open because they were chasing the game anyway. They put an extra attacker on.
So like kind of open goal, like
basically.
Fourth quarter.
It's not like he shot it in. It's just, yeah.
Do they call them quarters or periods? Periods,
but there's only three of them. It's weird. It's like, it feels like it should be four.
Yeah. So there's the game
periods.
Split into
20-20-20.
The splinter thirds.
And they get the old Zamboni out there between them. So there's a long break between periods.
So you just have to hang out. How long's the break?
I think it's like 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it's a long break.
So the game goes for freaking ages.
Kind of does. I don't think it's not as bad as like NFL.
So momentum can swing pretty bad.
Yeah, sometimes it's nice to get into the changing sheds.
Like, we need to regroup here.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Who are you getting messages from?
That one was from... my YouTube channel, 2 Cents on Tour.
Oh, what does it have to say for itself?
Someone said,
that you're watching.
Is there anything you don't quite understand that at the time that your wife will help with the subtitle help? The calligraphy woman was talking fast. Yes. From when I went to the Yellow Crane Tower in Wuhan, and I was talking to this lady, and she was like, I was like, can you read that character on the wall? It was like all arty. And she was like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, holy shit, I don't understand much of this at all. But like, oh yeah, it's really, I said it's artistic. It's very artistic.
What
and
do you
then,
say,
how
do you say it's artistic in Chinese?
很有艺术感。很有艺术感。 There you go.
Was it pretty good the way I said it?
Well, you tried. It's very, you said it artistically. But
I said it.
Yeah, I didn't really get it because she made reference to a bunch of very specific things.
Say it again.
So, 很有艺术感。很有艺术感。 Kind of.
Are you getting there?
Yeah.
很有。很
means very. 有 means have.
很有.
Very have. 艺术, art, 感. Like 感觉.
很有艺术感。
There you go. You're getting there.
Heong. Sorry, I kind of went Eeyore the Heong Eeshong. Yeah, this is, we could do this all night.
But yeah, so
this is fabulous.
That comment has busted me on the fact that I didn't understand everything she was saying at the time.
Oh, really?
My Chinese has been a little bit.
You reckon it's a little bit?
Yeah. No, no, no. It's actually fine.
Your Chinese is great. That's
it's all right.
The whole channel is built on people saying, your Chinese is very good.
That's right. I'm like, can you have some noodles? They're like, your Chinese is amazing.
If you want to
Can you imagine that feeling like here in New Zealand, like for every immigrant that came here? Like imagine just like anybody goes into Mobil and is like, oh, can I get a pack of Dunhill Reds with that petrol? And they're like, your English is fucking amazing. It just doesn't happen.
But because it's so rare over there. So, like, there's not many honkies that turn up and speak perfect English, perfect Chinese.
Yeah.
So it's not Mandarin you speak, though?
It is Mandarin.
Oh, it is Mandarin. Do you speak any, like, Cantonese or anything like that?
I know a few words, but not much.
No, okay.
Yeah.
Nothing like Hiyo Yishengan.
No, I don't know how to say Hiyo Yishengan in Cantonese.
Okay, fantastic. Should I put... I'm going to put subtitles after every time I've said it, like, perfectly. Very artistic.
Exactly. Well,
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do it.
You don't want to do that.
Oh, Mark. Marky Mark Mark. You're still exercising as well. I'm thrilled to hear. You're still running.
You've been getting comments on your weight loss, Tony.
I am a specimen of peak. I'm like a peak performance athlete. I really am.
I walked into the house and I was like, what the hell is young Arnold Schwarzenegger doing here?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
He's a time machine. He's acquired a New Zealand accent. He's got rid of his rural Austrian.
100%. And young Arnold Schwarzenegger before.
And I just walked in the door and you're like, I'm like coming.
I go to the gym and I'm coming. And then I go home and I'm coming. I'm coming all the time. That's the line.
It's a pumping iron reference.
Pumping iron. Mark, we've got beers, though, don't we? And we've got copy.
We do.
Fantastic. Should I rip into this mother trucker from our friends at...
Just remember the that's the area.
Service. So I have to go service and contract and then down to there.
Yeah.
That's going to be confusing.
No, you'll manage
it. I'm going to screw this up.
You will not. I believe in you.
You reckon?
Yes.
Can you hold my hand for a sec?
No.
Can you just hold my hand while I do it?
While you do it. Hold your hand while you're coming.
The little Dutch rudder situation is going to start happening soon. Anyway, thank you so much for our sponsor, Tweedale Servicing Contractors. What have they got for us today, mate? What have they got for us? Well, I've got a non-alcoholic parrot dog. Like it? What is it called?
Mine's called
a watchdog.
Yeah, I figure because you're watching someone else do the work.
Yes.
So you're the watchdog.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mine's the yellow hammer because I figure they're probably hammering
something.
Well,
it worked out well today because I had the shower before we started and you set up the whole studio.
Well, there you go.
I didn't do shit. I came and watched it at the very end. But anyway, thank you to the wonderful people. So today's sponsor, Tweedale Servicing Contractors, based in Tauranga, New Zealand. The guys at Tweedale Servicing Contractors service the Western Bay of Plenty. And you might be asking, whereabouts are this Western Bay of Plenty? Well, I'll tell you now, you fucking bastards. Pukihina to Puki, up to Waihee, up to Waihees, Waihee Beach, and a little further can be negotiated. If you've got a little bit of something, you might be able to offer liquid form. I'm not saying like sexual favors or anything like that. I don't know. Maybe they'd be interested in that sort of thing.
Maybe just some cash.
Extra cash. They could be negotiated. But anyway,
what do the folks at Tweedale do, Tony?
Well, they've got some top drawer painting skills from commercial to residential. So that's if you're at work or you're at home, just for those in the know.
That's what that means. I've been wondering my whole life.
New built renovations, interior or exterior. I think that means interior or exterior of buildings.
Okay.
Not of like inside a human.
Right, we're not doing like those colonic.
No, it's not servicing your insides or anything like that.
Okay.
Wallpaper removal, which is a prick of a job sometimes, and feature walls.
That's right. That's the wall that looks cool, right?
Yeah. The one wall that's like red or something.
Different, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know what, Mark? For all that shit, they've got you covered.
Hell yeah. I bet they do.
Indeed.
They even do water blasting.
Oh, really?
Water blasting.
That's right. I was trying to see if they offered a bidet service last week.
Yeah. On top of all that stuff.
Come on, let's pick up the energy.
Niggly plasting repairs. Joints that are flexing, cracking, peeling ceilings, wallboard, hole repairs, as well as cosmetic repairs to wood and masonry.
Oh.
You get the water blast thing. You walk, like, see your footpath, your deck, your patio, your soffits and walls. We figured out what soffits are.
Yeah, we did. It sounds like something I don't need to think about again.
Yeah, the guys at Tweeddale were talking to me about how you need to be really careful with, like, your cutting in. I think these guys are really proud of their cutting in.
Cutting in? Yeah, I hear people do that when they're painting. Yeah. Oh.
Otherwise, you get that real defined, like, old paint, new paint.
Have you seen when you go with a builder or a contractor to somewhere else, that, like, another builder or a contractor...
They just give it shit?
And they're like, what was that? What were they thinking here? Yeah. Have you seen the way they cut this in? Yeah. Like, the cutting in here is, like, done by a...
You're going to use a wood...
A monkey with a spanner.
Yeah. There well, these guys pride themselves on their cutting in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like, if anyone, if any other contractors see their work afterwards, they're like,
oh, that's some cutting in. That's some real cutting in.
High class shit.
You want to get a free quote? Get in touch with the guys at Tweeddale Surfers and Contractors by going to their website, which is
www.tcnz.com.
No, not that one.
Fuck.
www.
Stop swearing. This is your channel.
TSCNZ.com.
TSCNZ.com.
That's the one. Let them know you heard about them from this podcast, 2 Cents Get Distracted. It's they will sort you out.
Also, 2 Cents Get Distracted happens to be a rugby podcast.
This is true.
People don't understand.
We don't do water blasting, though. Oh, by the way, they did tell me that.
Did I get somebody?
Do you remember last week?
We got to click.
How you said.
Yeah.
If you took a big shit in the toilet, would I clean it for a price?
Yeah.
And we came up with a pretty astronomical price.
$1,500.
These guys are going to undercut me.
What?
The Tweeddale guys will do it for $150.
Oh.
He's going to bring the rubber gloves. He's going to bring the full suit. Yeah, he'll do it.
He'll drive
He's absolutely going to undercut me. So these guys drive a hard bargain. You want to get a bargain?
Surely.
Tweeddale.
I don't think it's a good deal for them. It's a horrible job, for one. And also, just the mere cost
of... But these guys will have the equipment.
But the mere cost of gas to get here would be... like, they'd spend the whole thing on gas.
It'd probably be worth it to come see the domain that is Casa de la Tony.
The real home of 2 Cents Gets Distracted. Yeah. Hey, we were trying to work out something today. We were trying to work out whether we've done 100 episodes. If anyone can tell us how many episodes we've done...
If there's anyone who should know, it's probably us.
We should be able to know.
We could probably find it. It'll be on the podcast list. I think I've added most of the episodes to the playlist.
Well, they're definitely on the RSS one.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I try to add them to the YouTube playlist. Because
this is our fourth season, so you think, yeah, there are about 30 episodes, over 30 episodes a season.
But that's not every season's been the same length.
Yeah. The first season was only about half the season when we started.
They've all been the same girth.
Yes. Very girthy. That's what I've been told before. It's very short, but very girthy.
Here's that matchbox. But yeah, thanks to the Tweeddale lads. We love a good beer. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've got one more week with the Tweeddale folks.
One more week with Tweeddale, and then who's going to be next?
Don't know. That depends on you. Or you. Or you.
You're acting like you got multiple cameras.
Yeah, I don't.
It's just
we just got the one camera. We did do multicam for a little while, for a very short time.
And I was like,
no, this is too much work.
Yeah, I can't be fucked.
You do all the editing, so.
We've got to stop swearing. We've sworn so much on this episode.
Just leave it.
It's your channel.
We're fourth season. If people don't know by now, they will never know me.
May contain naughty language. Should I do a warning at the front? This podcast may contain...
Like I said, if they don't know by now.
If you don't know me by now.
Second time we got it.
You will never, ever, ever know me.
Did you watch any rugby over the weekend?
A little bit.
Were you like, no Six Nations, no party?
I didn't watch any Six Nations. I know there was none on. I did watch a bit. Yeah, I watched a wee bit. Hopefully I watched enough to be able to record.
We didn't
podcast.
Segue into the Caleb Clark speeding thing on our like speeding chat at the very start. He was doing 110 and a 50.
Woo!
That's crazy.
On his little motorbike.
He didn't stop for the police because he panicked.
Yeah. Does he come out and actually done a bit of a...
I don't know. I've never had a speeding ticket. But have you ever like had the cop behind you and thought, my best course of action here is to speed away?
No, but I had a mate who did that. Okay. I think young men do it sometimes. And they're like, oh, I'm screwed here. And just... What's the result?
He's really like GTA. He's just like, man, if I get away from him, then my two stars will go down
dangerous.
To zero.
Like, he could have killed someone and
exactly.
Then
it wouldn't be funny.
Especially on a bike, that's dangerous. Yeah. So how did he get caught in the end?
Oh, the Eagle helicopter followed him.
Oh, shit.
You can't outrun the helicopter.
So he was
That's like 3 stars on GTA.
Gets out his AK.
Yeah.
Oh God.
They haven't.
It's always satisfying when you take a helicopter down in GTA.
They've got endless supply of the things there. I think we've only got one or two here in Auckland.
Yeah.
The old
you hear them around here.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, you're like, ooh.
I remember when I was recording the other day, I was like, who's stealing cars in West Auckland? What's the Eagle doing around my house?
All right. So we've got rugby to talk about. Where do you want to start?
Super?
Well, that's about it, isn't it? Although there was URC and stuff.
Yeah.
I caught absolutely none of it. Yeah. But all right. What game? Lead me off, sunshine.
Moana Pacifica at home, North Harbour, your harbour.
Oh, Moana Harbour. Yeah, adopted team of the North Shore.
I feel like their crowd was pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you remember the crowds at Mount Smart were shit? It's like, at Mount Smart, it felt like that's just the friends and family.
Yeah. It felt like a club game.
It felt like a club game. Like, oh, there's his mum.
But it actually felt like a Super Rugby game.
Yeah,
which is good, and I think it'd be a nice little home for them. Yeah, if they can. It makes sense. Like,
I saw it on the Moana Pacifica YouTube channel. They were trying to like promote the connection with these lads and that area because I think three of them are Westlake boys. So they were just like, you know, we grew up around here. We used to go to this pie shop and blah blah blah. But I don't think many of them are from the shore.
Well, there's the biggest proportion of Pacific Islanders in the world is in South Auckland.
Which is why Mount Smart was, I think, initially chosen as the stadium, because that's a bit closer.
Yeah, but like there is a lot of Pacific Islanders on the North Shore. There really are. But is there enough for it to... Hopefully it's not a novelty factor. It was a lovely evening, a balmy evening.
Adi Savia in the starting lineup as captain, I feel like had to be a bit of a draw.
Yeah.
And the tickets were $10.
Nice.
With the processing fee, it's $14. But that's
nice.
The cheapest ticket to any 2-hour event you can get, right? Yeah. What are you going to get cheaper?
And it's actually a really good... I reckon it's a great place to actually watch rugby. Like, you're a little far away. They've got a little bit of an athletics thing around the edge of it.
It's not as bad as the Cake Tin.
Yeah, the Cake Tin, you're miles away. But it's I like it there. I reckon they should keep on going with it.
Yeah. It was a good game.
It was a great game. Adi Savia. Like, one of the concerns I had was like, okay, he's playing for this second string team, basically. Is he going to be able to shine, or is he just going to be like doing all this grunt work and not, and like...
He won five turnovers.
It's just slugging his guts away and losing effort. But he played so outstandingly well. Like,
lifting the team.
Yeah, he really is. He's putting them on his back.
Mm.
Boy, they've been unlucky not to get two wins.
Yeah.
You know,
they kicked 2 from 5 in that game.
Oh, yeah. That was bad.
And they lost by 2 points.
Yeah.
And they hit the post of one of those conversions.
And that was like right out in front.
Pretty kickable.
Super kickable.
Yeah.
Like,
that's the kind of kick that you go, I might have been able to get that. Maybe.
Give me 10 shots.
Yeah, I'll get one of them.
I'll get one of them, yeah. But for a professional rugby player,
you should be getting them
blindfolded,
basically.
Yeah. Were they getting yippy or what? Like,
He just wasn't hitting them, eh? The other guy, Pellegrini, came on and he was nailing them, but the initial guy, William Havili, he was missing them, sadly.
Yeah.
But it was a good crowd. It was a good game. It was a 2-pointer.
They're still playing with intent. You know, the results haven't gone their way so far, but they look a better side.
For sure.
They do look a
better other side. Years, they've just looked miles off the pace.
Also runs.
Yeah, like, big time from week one. But this time, like, they're in there. They've not got any wins yet, but they've had losing bonus points a couple of
games.
And
they, like, that team just beat the Blues. The Highlanders just beat the Blues. I don't think they played particularly well. It was probably the first time Timothy
Tavatavanawai
didn't look as superhuman as
he still won a couple of turnovers. He wasn't winning as many as Artie was, but yeah. Tangi Tau, the winger, he looks bloody quick.
Yeah.
Some
great tries.
They scored an intercept one, which I felt like turned, because the Highlanders came out firing and it was like, oh, they're going to get them hiding. And then Moana came back into it, but then he scored that intercept, which was like almost, I think, the momentum killer.
It was like a bloody 12-minute period where the Moana Pacifica just switched off for whatever reason. And then it all went to absolute balls. Yeah.
But the Highlanders didn't score any in the second half.
Yeah, well, because you kind of just thought, oh, no, like, this is just going to be the next 60 minutes. You're just going to pile on points. But if they can, if you take out that 12-minute period, like, the Moana Pacifica team was all over the Highlanders for the majority of that game. I think they really deserve to win it. Like, you deserve, you think you're going to get more bang for buck out of that many tries in terms of your conversions. But, you know, and stayed in the fight, you know, like, sometimes there's this horrible, like, we're going to talk about racial stuff for a second. You ready? Are you ready?
Let's go.
Okay. Sometimes there's this
don't
horrible...
Don't use that word that I used last week.
I had to beep it out. There's this horrible racial prejudice against Pacifica players sometimes that if you get on top of them, they'll drop their heads and you'll be able to dominate them. You know, so, and that they'll just fade away, that they'll be big starters at like poor continuing on. And I don't think it's, I don't really think it's true at, in any way, shape or form. And that game for absolutely proves it's a load of horseshit. A team made up of 95%, 99% like.
Well, they were down 31-10 at halftime.
Yeah, but the grit and, you know, the heart they showed 31-10
at halftime.
To,
a lot of teams get beaten
going.
Fucking 50-60-10.
Yeah. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
But it finishes 31-29.
Bloody good.
Yeah.
Well, and a great game. Bangers, yeah. Bangers, bangers.
Highlanders were kind of lucky not to get a yellow for that dude who knocked himself out.
Yeah.
Like, it was head v head. He gets knocked out, and then they're just like, oh, play on there.
Reminded me of that one that Angus Taufau got a few years ago.
Head v head. He comes off worse off, but he got red carded for that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Straight red, eh?
Yeah.
That was back in those days.
Exactly right.
Yeah. Very, very lucky in that.
It was
yeah.
bizarre.
Hmm.
But no, good game. Cracker.
Another cracking
cracker
game.
Cracker to start the Super Rugby weekend. And the crackingness kept on.
Kept on cracking like a whip.
Because the Waratahs played the Drua, and the Drua don't look shit away from home.
No, they don't. They don't look shit at all.
They are also winless. Them and Moana are the two winless sides, but they've been getting losing bonus points.
Yeah. Like, they deserve a win. Yeah. Nobody looks dog shit this year.
It's surprising.
Nobody looks dog shit. It's so good. I hate if you're one of the three Rebels fans out there, I apologize for what I'm about to say, but it is such a good move getting rid of the Rebels so far. The Aussie teams look so much better. They look so much more cohesive. It feels like rugby's a bit of a big deal again in Australia. Yeah. Like, you can kind of feel Lions, yeah, here we go. You know, and the players are sort of getting to the mark, and you know, but playing against, so like Moana Pacifica and the Drua look like teams that have had a couple of professional years under their belt.
For sure.
It's really good stuff.
You know, one thing I found a bit funny whenever I look at the YouTube comments on the URC and the Super Rugby highlights packages? The fans have a go at each other.
Why?
Like, remember we were just talking about how you can kind of like two things?
Yes.
There's some fans who are just like, oh, this shit's all over your league. Oh, this show, this is so much better than yours. They go into the comments just to say that to each other.
Why?
And one of the comments I saw, admittedly, it was a Super Rugby fan trolling on a URC highlights package. It was like, geez, that was shit, boring. You know, yeah. So come watch Super Rugby, so much better.
Yeah.
And then, like, someone commented, like, yeah, have fun playing Fiji.
Yeah.
And I was like, Fiji's fucking awesome.
Fiji's
ranked higher than Wales. Some of the sides, like world rankings. Like, Fiji's a good team.
Exactly.
That insult doesn't work.
Have fun playing the Zebras. Like, professional rugby should be encouraged everywhere. Yeah. Like, from all nations at all levels. Like,
if both those competitions are doing well, we all win.
100%. Wouldn't it be great if we lived in a world where we had professional teams, you know, professional franchises coming out of South America, more coming out of South America and coming out of Africa.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
Why do we need to shit on each other?
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
It just so happens that URC is fucking boring. Well, man! There he goes. No, the URC is good as well. Like, it's rugby, for God's sake. They're playing the same sport.
Yeah.
You know? The players change franchises, go to the other side of the world, and they play.
Some players have played in both leagues.
Yeah, many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, the New South Wales guys played the Drua.
Yeah.
They won 24, sorry. And there was no Suali'i. He was injured sitting with the Waratahs women's players. And apparently people were coming up and having a chat with him. And
nice bloke.
Seems like a nice bloke.
Yeah. Yeah. He is a nice bloke by all accounts. Got a red card in that.
State of Origin game you went to.
I know. That was very, very disappointing. Well, yep. No. Another good game.
The Drua were leading that one with like 5 minutes to play, the Waratahs got a penalty try. I probably don't have to tell you, but Fiji fans weren't particularly The Drua fans weren't particularly pleased with that.
The whole nation's behind them, eh?
Yes.
They really are. When you go to Fiji, like, Drua shirts everywhere.
It's, you know, I don't see that much Super Rugby gear around. But like this morning when I gone for a run, I ran past the kid wearing a Fijian Drua bag. I didn't see any other Super Rugby teams school
with
bags.
Their bags.
Yeah.
What did you think of the call?
I mean, with those ones, I would just generally go with what the ref says because the ref's in the best position to call it. So. Right.
No complaints from Mr. Morgan.
I try not to bitch and moan.
Only when it's against,
it's against the Blues.
Ah, we actually got a win this week.
We did.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. But the Drua away fans are awesome.
Yeah.
They're very loud.
Yeah. Because when they scored, it was like.
Karawalevo, I think it was, had some real jinking driving
steps.
You're
like, is this a home game or like.
Yeah, it was in Sydney. So you'd think surely
there's just a lot of Fijians around the shop.
Mm.
Yeah. Around the shop.
That's right.
Fantastic.
Both has got more tries.
Can I just look at your notes again?
No, you can't.
Let me look at your notes.
No.
I just want to have a look. Why don't you let me look at them?
There you go.
I want to touch them.
You said look.
This reminds me of being like seven and trying to like grab someone's wig and like, look with your eyes.
Exactly. It's scores. It's scorers.
Why
it's
won't
the
you
times.
Just let me draw a penis on your notes?
Exactly. Because then I'll come home and Judy, my wife, will be like, have you been drawing penises on your notebook?
Yeah, I told you about this. You've got to stop it.
Stop with the penises. Why the penis obsession? That's actually nothing what my wife talks like.
I met her. It's exactly how she talks.
She's always going on about penises.
Yeah.
But yeah.
You know,
By the way, the Drua's tackle percentage for 2 weeks in a row has been really bad.
I didn't tell you before, but I was, Lydia had headphones on and she was watching. She was watching her laptop while she was cooking, and I'd been in the shower, and you'd been doing all this sort of stuff.
I'd been going back and forth to get things.
Going back and forth, and I went downstairs to get something, and as I went past her, I just gave her a little smack on the ass, and then she turned around and went, oh, fuck, I thought that was Mark. That was going to be awkward.
It's going to be awkward as her reaction. Yeah. Not like I'm going to punch that prick in the face.
Yeah, she said, I'm really glad you're not Mark.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you just looked up.
I'm just going to get stuff like, oh, helping Tony set up his stuff. Oh, just give her a slap on the ass. Tony's not here.
Yeah, he won't mind.
She might.
She'd rip your nuts off.
Yeah.
I
try not to slap asses when I'm out and about.
Or when
I'm at other people's houses.
To their significant others.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a good tip for new players. Some women don't. Most women. Women don't like it.
Yeah, I think you can say that pretty emphatically.
Most women. Yeah.
Get it right in the end.
All right, what game we got next?
The Chiefs played the Brumbies.
I didn't watch any of this game. I was playing golf.
That was the biggest margin of the week, but even that one was 49-34.
So high scoring.
Given how good the Chiefs have been, it's not like embarrassing for the Brumbies.
But the Brumbies are meant to be. They're always meant to be like.
They're flying the flag for the Aussie team.
We kind of often think about them being the best team in Australia.
But they lost last week to the Force.
Yeah, so maybe they're a little bit behind the eight ball.
Mm. But still, I don't think 49-34 is disgraceful down in Hamilton.
No.
Like, it was 15 all at halftime.
How did my boy D-Mac play?
D-Mac played well. He got injured, though. He went off towards the end.
Do we know anything about the
seriousness? They haven't said how long it's going to be, but he did get injured.
Yeah, okay.
Quintu Paya was freaking wrecking ball. ALB was having a good game.
What do we do on the midfield for the All Blacks? Is Rico...
Tupaia is playing like a...
Yeah.
He's barnstorming it, man. I think he needs
to be in the
conversation.
Big.
Yeah.
He looks real big, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, he scored a cracking try, so...
Do they still go with that strategy of, like, the Chiefs' version of a bomb squad? You know how they've been bringing
That's
on,
right. No,
like,
I think...
Anton Leonard-Brown, Cortez Ratama...
I think they started most of them this week.
So Cortez started.
From memory?
I think Cortez has actually been really good off the bench. Like
impact.
He's playing
Did he start this week? I can't remember.
Maybe. I think that's a good role for him going forward into the ABs. I like him off the bench if he comes with a decent amount of energy and fits. Mm. You know? His pass seemed... It felt like last year it was like a really long season for him.
Yeah.
Like he started with like fizz and pop and
seems to
and
get a bit
pass.
Drained by the end of the year.
Yeah. Just like... Was it his first year? It was first year of professional rugby for him as well,
I think,
wasn't it?
At that level, anyway.
Yeah. It's even super. It's super rugby level and at
All Blacks level, black. For
that's,
sure.
That's your first year of Super Rugby. Yeah. This year of professional rugby.
Let's
professional
talk about rugby. The deep end, eh?
I don't know. He hadn't had many seasons for like the white of the Mulus. What is he? How old is the kid?
I don't know.
23. I reckon he's younger. Should I look it up?
Do it.
All right. Talk to the audience about something interesting.
I should tell you that the Brumbies did get it back to 29 all.
Oh, and then
after
they
an hour. And then they basically conceded from the kickoff. So.
Cortez rat.
They didn't do themselves any favors.
So how old did you think he was?
23.
Oh, he's fucking 23.
Look at that. Broken clock twice a day, something like that.
And it was, when do you think his birthday is?
Let's go with June 12th.
22nd of March 2001.
Oh, there you go. So he's almost 24.
And that was our seventh form year.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I'm old.
You are old. I'm also old.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was seventh form 2001.
Yeah, I was a...
Holy smokes.
He was just a baby.
He was. He's closer to my daughter's age than to my age.
It was an interesting thing going through, like, you're a child and you're looking up to rugby players.
Yeah.
And you get to the point where there's some young star, like, holy shit, he's the same age as me.
Yeah.
And then you're about the same age as the players for a few times, and then you're older than the players.
Yeah.
And then the last player that was your age has retired. That's where we're at. Yeah,
and, like, now, like, very, very...
Like, Martin Onu's just... still playing at like 42. He's like the flying the flag for us. Yeah, like, you yuck this market, Tony.
Yeah. I do remember that feeling of, he's my age. Wow, yeah. He's awesome. Yeah. And then that feeling of like just the last couple of years, like last 4 or 5 years, it's been like, that guy's, he's my age.
Yeah,
like,
he's still playing. Ancient. I know, he's still playing.
He's got grey pubes.
Unbelievable.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, I remember, was it 2005? The Lions Tour here? Like, the Dan Carter Miracle that year. Yeah. I remember watching that Lions Tour thinking, shit, this is my only chance to play against the British and Irish Lions. By the time they come back, I'll be an old man.
And you were like, I'm so close to selection. Freaking Ted, he had my number. It just
I like, damn, it was like really like a like at that age, because we were only in our early 20s.
Yeah, like, it was, yeah, so we would have been around Cortez's age.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like one of those, like, because when you're that age, you feel like the whole world is still ahead of you.
Yeah.
But that was one of those first markers where I was like, nope, like, if I was a rugby player, that ship would have already sailed.
I think Luke McAllister.
Once every 12 years.
Luke McAllister made his debut. He's my our age.
Right.
And he made his debut against the Lions in the third test.
There you go.
At number 10. Mm.
Big legs there, man.
Yeah, real big thighs. I remember playing against him.
Okay.
When
he's pretty good.
Awesome. Like, but it was so depressing, like, because we'd be like on their like 5 meter line trying to like get across the line, and then there'd be a turnover, and then like until that point there would be a turnover, and then someone would just like dink a kick away that would still be in the 22, and you're kind of like still on attack. And I remember him getting the ball like on his own try line basically, and then just kicking the shit out of it, and it being like going pretty much very close to like the halfway, and just been just the that feeling was so intensely draining, deflating. Yeah, you're like, oh, this guy is way better than us, you know. Anyway, that's what it is.
There you go. He never quite filled his potential at AB's level.
He's very good. He got sent off in the Simbind in the game against France that we lost in 2007.
That's right.
At second five. He was a very good player.
That happened.
It did happen.
The Hurricanes played the Blues.
And we won. And it was just tense. It's all bloody hell.
Wasn't the best game in terms of like the skills.
Oh, there was a couple of moments where you're just like, holy shit. Bowden... I know they had an incredible moment that led to the Talia tribe, which we'll ejaculate over shortly.
Yes.
In great depth and great power. But it's kicking.
Still sucks shit, eh?
Yeah. It's just nothing kicks.
Yeah.
Bad attacking kicks.
Yeah.
Like, so I was watching with a guy I played golf with came back and watched the game with me, and he was like, what's happened to Bowden? Why is he so shit now? I'm like, he's still got it in him. He's all right. And then, like, he had that moment.
Because he didn't kick it in that moment. Yeah. He fucking runs it out of the 22. Jinx and jives, gets it to Caleb. Caleb busts some tackles. He's speeding like he's in a residential area.
That's very good.
And then they get it wide to Talia. God, his footwork was amazing.
Yeah, and they all played right at their peak at that moment. Yeah, that was maybe the try of the season so far.
Hell yeah, that was fantastic.
The put down was
even if you hate
starter.
Super Rugby, you can't watch even that try and be like, this is boring.
Yeah, this sucks.
Why doesn't anyone make a tackle?
Yeah. Like, you're actually looking at three of the best attacking threats in the world doing incredible things.
Yep.
Bowden, Caleb Clark, like, and Talia.
Exactly.
What's the hate?
I know.
But yeah, that one, sure, a Hurricanes fan, that would have been a little bit. And the put down was terrific. And the way he gassed, what was the name of the guy?
Hohipa. On the outside. He showed him the sideline and he took it.
Yeah. He showed him and was like, you don't have the, yes, he does.
You don't have the,
oh, yeah. You had that easy.
Yeah. Quite brutal.
I was on my honeymoon many years ago and I played.
I don't know where this is going. Mark Talia came speeding through.
I would have been about 30. Okay. And then my wife at the time worked for this very really nice super yacht company, but they did cruises and stuff around the beautiful islands of Fiji, like Mamanuthas and Yasawas and stuff like that. So we managed to get a pretty discount deal. Like, the thing should have been like $25,000 and it cost us like $5,000.
Wow, nice.
Yeah, it was nice. But these, I think I've told you this story.
This is where you're playing on the beach?
Yeah, because I didn't have anything to do. Like, there were all these rich people on the boat, and I was like, I
don't fit in with these people.
Well, they were fine, but they're just old and baby boomer rich sort of thing. And I was like, okay. And then I just spent more time hanging out with the crew. So, like, you know, more like people I actually went to school with.
Right.
And they were like, Tony, you want to play? We play rugby at like 5:30 in the morning on this island. Just tow up and just come on out and just have a bit of a run around with us. Super chill. And I was like, oh yeah, it'd be fine. And then, the way they play rugby, the way they play touch is they don't, you know, we do six touches and it's a bastardized version of it. They do one touch. That's why they flick it
around.
That's
why they're so used to the offload.
That's why they flick it around and stuff. But I remember this guy, I would have been like, 30, early 30.
So still young enough to be a professional rugby player.
Yeah, exactly. There were people my age playing. And this guy looked like he was like 46, 48 or something like that.
Like we are now.
They were all like, they were all just like zooming around me. And I was like, listen, and I was like completely buggered and like, this is not good. And this guy, this old guy, he went to take me on the outside. And I was like, come on, Tony. This is one time. And then he started gassing me. I was like, I can get him. And then I pulled my hamstring really badly. He a guy who was almost 50 and I was like almost 20 years younger than him. Just
totally guessed you.
Getting me on the outside. That's what Hohipa would have felt like. But I think even Hohipa probably would have caught that 48-year-old Fijian man.
Right. There you go.
What a tale.
We scored a lot more tries than they did.
We had trouble off the boot as well.
They keep going for penalties.
Yeah.
They only got two tries. We got like five.
Yeah, a lot of penalties. Gardner
was real short, like, nope. He was like three penalties and that's a yellow. Like, he gave away, how many was it, like four yellow cards?
They
had
two yellows at some stage.
Yeah. Yeah, we had 13 opponents on the field and they still scored points against us.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't good. So I don't think this alleviates all of the stresses that we may have about the Blues. I don't think they're operating at the same level that they were operating last year. They don't seem to be able to just, you know how last year we just got close to the line and then just did pick and goes and scored tries like clockwork. Doesn't seem to be happening like that this year.
No, well, we still got a penalty try. Riccatelli got one.
Riccatelli.
Sulfur got a close range one.
Hmm.
Did you change your fantasy team players?
I did.
He did, okay.
Yeah, you were worried about me, weren't you?
Yeah.
I only did it because he texted me.
Oh.
Yeah. I had a lot of Crusaders players in my team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I had to change them all to like force players.
Yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't many.
Because it was halfway through the round. I was like, shit. I feel like, because I knew you had Scott Barrett. I was like, Tony's lock hasn't played yet. I reckon he hasn't changed his team.
I had it. He was my captain too. I'm not doing very well.
You shouldn't put a lock as your captain in fantasy.
I changed
Locks
it.
Don't score that well.
I changed it to the Reds halfback. What's his name?
Pat McDermott?
Yeah, he did well.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well done. He did well for me. Yeah, good old Tatey. Yep, Tatey Taters. Okay.
Did you watch that game? The Force and the Reds.
I watch parts of it. I'm struggling here, man. Like, it's, they're all interesting, fun games to watch, but none of them I'm like invested in. And then, well, I see good tries and I'm like, that was cool. Yeah, great. Great moment. But I'm
the
I'm
score lines were 31-29, 29-24.
Just a bunch of tight games.
33-29, 28-24, and then there's the blowout, which is 49-34.
I feel like I have a better time remembering finals games and also Six Nations games at the moment.
Because, right.
Like, this is round robin. I'm not saying this is not a nothing week of rugby. There were bloody good games. But I'm struggling to, like,
remember them. You're like that guy who just watched that action movie last week and then, like, oh, what did you think of that guy in the second act? And you're like, fucking, which guy? What did I do? The guy with the
second
mustache?
Act? I don't know. Since when are we splitting our films up to acts? No, but they were all good bloody games. But this is
the Reds scored last minute in that game. They had a penalty to even it up.
And
they were like, no, let's go for touch. And then they went for touch, and then Dalgona was able to go over.
That's right. That's right.
And a Force fan said in the comments that he didn't get it down.
Oh.
I don't know.
Well, it must be true if a Force fan in the comments said it. It must be absolutely true. Mark, I feel like I've let you down this week.
Well, I'm used to it.
See, that's the thing. You never let me. I you always get to the burn before I'm trying to do a self burn. I'm like, well, that's nothing new. And then you're like, oh, I'm used to it.
I'm a prick. Yeah.
But no, I don't know if I could really. I think of all the maybe near 100 or over 100 episodes we've done, this is. And there have been some.
At least it's the cleanest you've ever been.
This just shout. Of all the weeks I've done, some weeks I feel very, very connected to the rugby. But this week, I'm very much struggled to actually recollect anything of note, apart from that Talia try, which I thought was fantastic. I thought Artie Salvea played incredibly well. I didn't watch the Chiefs, and the Crusaders didn't play. That's all I've got to say about rugby this week.
Force lost their first game.
So they're still... Are they getting bonus points on their wins?
Well, the Force got a losing bonus point.
So that's good.
So far, the undefeated sides are the Chiefs.
Uh-huh.
The Reds and the Waratahs. But the Reds and the Waratahs have both already had a bye. And right. They haven't played like over here yet.
Have they played any... Oh, they played the...
The Tars beat the Landers.
Landers, yeah.
Yeah.
And the Reds... They haven't played any New Zealand teams yet?
Who did they play in week one?
They
played Moana Pacifica. In week two. Yeah, week two.
Yeah, they did the bye.
Yeah, they played Moana.
So if you had to make a top six...
Six. You said like a real Kiwi.
Oh, socks.
Top six.
Who would be in your top six?
Top six. Chiefs.
Yep.
For sure.
They're in.
I think the Reds are looking the better, the Aussie teams, even if they only snuck it against the Force.
Yep.
I still reckon the Blues make it.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon the Brumbies come right.
Yep. What about, you haven't put the...
I haven't put the Crusaders there yet, but they've only played two games.
You've got two teams. You haven't put the Tars in. You haven't put the Crusaders in.
It's competitive, eh? The Hurricanes aren't looking that flash. They struggled against the draw and they lost at home to us.
Yeah.
So they're going seventh. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Sorry, Canes fans. I love you. I just wanted to drop it.
We're looking very Canesy.
I suppose so.
Yeah.
The Force are looking all right, though.
So the Force could sneak in.
I think my heart would love the Force just to sneak into
sixth. I think you're being a little bit parochially optimistic, just saying the Blues are a given.
Yeah, maybe.
The Blues could.
We're not playing well enough. We are playing as well as the Canes are playing. So fuck you, Blues fans.
Fuck you too.
But I am a Blues fan. So that's why I've got to put us in there.
Okay, you can't not.
Can't not.
Who have we got next week?
The Brumbies.
So you've got Chiefs are a definite. Brumbies. Okay, you want to hear mine?
Yep.
Okay, Chiefs, Tars, Canes,
ooh.
Crusaders,
mm-hmm.
Force, and it's either the Blues or the Brumbies.
Not the Reds.
Oh, yeah, fucking forgot the Reds.
That's one good thing about Super Rugby this year.
Yeah.
A good team is seemingly going to miss out.
Fantastic. Can we just take a...
standing ovation.
It's all pelvis.
There you go.
That's a standing ovation for actual stakes.
Yeah.
We've had 12 teams and 8 teams making it through, and there's just been
and
like,
shit teams make it.
Shit teams making it and zero stakes.
Whereas this year, it actually looks like, hey, some good teams. Hey, do you know about the Marvel jerseys?
Oh, what? I know, I heard about that. I saw them, but why?
All
right. Are we like 10 years late? Like, Marvel sucks ass at the moment.
So, Blues. Who do you think are...
I think I know. Okay. Oh, you know. Okay. So, Blues is Spider-Man?
Yes, that's very, I would say very, probably, very red.
But I would say that would make more sense for us to be Captain America.
Because it's blue. Yeah, I would agree with you.
Okay.
Who's the Chiefs?
Chiefs will be Iron Man.
No, Black Panther. And their one actually looks pretty nice.
Oh, they have a black jersey. Right. Okay. Are you going to get these jerseys?
Fuck no.
Someone sends them to you.
No one sent them from South Africa okay. 4 years ago. Yeah. When the South Africans did it when Marvel was popular.
Yeah. Right. Why are we doing it? I think the NRL has done this as well.
Right.
Okay.
The Canes?
Someone's got to be the...
Like, you'd think Wolverine. But I know that's not Avengers, but still. That's yellow. Should I just tell you?
Iron Man?
No.
What?
Captain America.
Why?
They have a blue jersey. That's the Crusaders.
Iron Man.
Yes, and the Highlanders.
I think that's the Hulk.
Yeah, it's the Hulk.
Why are the... I think there's no yellow guys.
There's no Avenger, but I mean Wolverine. There's Marvel.
Yeah. All right. Well... Just another way to try and sell some jerseys. That's all it's it is.
It's getting though. The kiddies into it, I guess. But does your daughter ever talk about Marvel stuff?
Nah. If they were dressed up as like freaking Harry Potter shit, she'd be all
over. Yeah, my kids are like Fortnite, Minecraft.
My daughter is...
Bluey.
Harry Potter.
My son loves Harry Potter.
Wicked.
Okay.
She is obsessed with Wicked. Really likes Matilda.
Yeah.
Big on my Matilda. My son's read that. And what else?
But they've never, my kids have never come home and been like, she likes Dad, I love Thor.
Monster High. You ever watch Monster High?
No, I haven't seen Monster High.
Monster High. Why? She probably shouldn't be watching it. It's got high schoolers who are monsters.
There you go.
Anyway, good parenting. Okay, there's been some, I've got something for you.
Okay.
This is not a hot take. I just want to get your hot takes on it. Our man McDermott, is it McDermott? The coach of the...
Clayton McMillan.
Yeah, it was real close.
Mick.
Yeah.
You got the Mick.
He's leaving the Chiefs.
He's going to Munster. Munster. At the end of the season.
I endorse this. Because we don't have to play him anymore.
I think he'll do well.
Yeah, hope he does. Munster are great. Him and Bundy Arkey reuniting.
Bundy Arkey plays for Connacht.
Son of a bitch. Him and...
Alex Nankervell.
I was thinking Rua Tupoki.
Alex Nankervell.
Who's the other guy? So,
Alex Nankervell.
Sorry, that was harder than I wanted it to
Alex
be.
Alex Nankervell plays
Conan O'Gara. Should be...
Ronan O'Gara?
Conan O'Brien. Ronan O'Gara should be the next coach of the Wallabies.
Okay.
I decree it. So it shall be.
Okay.
It has been decreed. Seconded.
Why?
But he's a quality coach and they need a quality coach.
Okay.
Seconded.
Go on.
Any opposing? Any nays? The ayes have it.
There we go.
There we go.
On you, Ronan.
Congratulations. I think he should be the coach. Who do you think would be a better candidate? Clayton McDermott?
Tate McDermott plays for the Reds.
I know.
You know, he could be the coach as well. Player coach. Come on, boys.
Come on.
Follow me,
guys. Okay.
That was Super Rugby.
This hard 75 is getting to me, okay?
That was Super Rugby. Round three.
It's hard to watch 6 games of rugby and do 2 workouts of 45 minutes a day.
You can do workout and watch rugby at the same time.
I have done that a little bit at times. Sometimes when I can't really be arsed, I go down to the gym and just jump on an exercise cycle and watch the game. Yeah,
that's the way. This is the way.
This is the way.
There was URC.
Okay.
What do you want to know about?
How is my team Munster going?
They lost to Edinburgh. Edinburgh have been playing shit.
So that's not good for
Munster. They played like their best hour of rugby in ages. Munster were down 29-7 and lost 34-28. So they had a comeback, it was not enough.
Okay. How are we going just in general in the season?
Munster are sitting in fifth at the moment.
Are we getting close to the business end of the season? Mm.
Yeah, we are.
Where are we? A
few rounds after. We're 12 rounds in, so I think they go, how many is it, 18 or something? So we're...
Who's top? Leinster's top of the table.
Leinster's top, they're undefeated. Glasgow's second, the Bulls are third, and the Sharks are fourth.
How many times has any South African teams... Well, the first year they won, didn't they?
Yeah, Storm was one of the first year.
But that's it?
Storm was one of the first year, Munster one of the second year, Glasgow won it the third year. Yeah. So there's been different countries winning it every year.
I just need a Welsh team to get up. Anyway, who's the best of the Welsh?
Cardiff are in sixth, which is still in the playoffs.
Okay.
But yeah. Interestingly, if you look at the table, eighth is Connacht, and that is the last playoff spot. Mm. Then there's the Lions in ninth on 28 points, the Scarlets on 28, on 10th, Ospreys on 28, and 11th. Storm was on 28 and 12th. Ooh. Benetton on 28.
Storm is in 13th. Way
and Ulster's on 27 and 14th. So
he's tied at the bottom.
Yeah.
Far out.
A bunch of teams are only a win away from the playoffs.
Holy smokes. How many teams are in it?
16. So only the Dragons, who are on 8, are off the pace. Even Zebras on 25.
Wow.
They've had 3 wins in a row. What the fuck?
Holy smokes. Watch out. Zebras is the future.
Exactly.
So it's just one team that are just really...
The Dragons, yeah. Really shit.
That sounds.
They're like the Melbourne Rebels of the URC.
That's a good sign for a quality competition, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop giving each other shit.
Yeah,
they're both good.
Can't we all get along? Some people like rucks and mauls. Some people like incredible flowing rugby and wonderful, beautiful tries.
Did you see the Stormers and Bulls game?
Do you like it? I've just been agreeing, but also just throwing
you're
just a little,
doing the kind of backhanded compliment.
Awesome. Yeah. But no, I think everyone.
The Stormers and Bulls game was like delayed for rain, like it was torrential. There were guys like pitch invaders just running onto the pitch and basically like surfing on the pitch of Loftus.
Was that in the semi-final or a quarter-final of the '95 World Cup where they had to?
Yeah, I think so. I
remember waking up to watch one of them, and then it was like, so we're
water
trying to get
pitch.
Trying to, I was like, is this fucking cricket?
Yeah.
There's so much rain, we must get rid of it. Okay, so is Leinster finally going to win it this year, though?
I think so.
You heard it here first.
Lock it in. Okay, fourth time is second the charm. Did it? Go on.
Any nays? The ayes have it.
Boom.
Leinster will win. But I think Ronan O'Gara should really be the coach of Australia. I really do. I think that's a good fit.
I love old Rog.
Has he shown any... I heard that he's shown interest.
He wants to get into international coaching, just not with Wales.
Yeah, right. I also heard... Australia's a good entry point.
Mm.
That's a sick burn on Wales, though.
They looked all right, but we'll see how they go.
Wow. Yeah, it's one game. We'll see. One game doth not make... a season nor
this is
a
true.
Recovery.
There's some interesting retirements.
So the one of the rugby's greatest sledges, the man who famously called Sam Kane a shit Richie McCaw, is now retiring.
He's retiring at the end of the Six Nations.
What's his name? The All Black Hawk. I've been exercising too much. The All Black lock who
Brody Retallick.
Brody Retallick. What did he say to him at the end of the...
4 more years, yeah, C word.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. 4 more.
Real like original and I don't know.
Stinging.
Yeah.
Stinging.
Direct.
Well, I think he's quite close to Sam Kane.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, but yeah, a world-class sledger, world-class rugby player.
Yeah, exactly.
Like an absolute warrior.
Stalwart for Irish rugby.
And for Munster.
Exactly.
And just a bloke you'd want to go into the trenches with, just never shies away from the tough stuff.
It's interesting.
Capable of awesome rugby.
I watched his his kind of press conference where he talked about it. And he's really hard on himself as well, because he says, like, I don't know if he used the word disappointing, but he said his club career basically wasn't very good, because he said he joined Munster, which was a team which was like full of success. They like won everything.
Yeah.
And then not long after he joined, basically things, like as those old legends retired, they kind of just, like, they've been surpassed by Leinster, haven't they, at Munster? Mm. So
they've had a number of...
Yeah, he basically said he tried his best, but he's been a bit disappointed with the kind of results. So he's hard on himself.
Mm. Yeah, I'd say that it's interesting for him to say that, but to be quite real about it and say that.
Most guys don't do that. Press, yeah.
I think a lot of people will focus on their negative parts of their careers rather than the positive ones. It's just human nature all the time. But to come out with it rather than just saying,
guys just go through the motions. Yeah, we had they won the URC, so he could have just focused on that.
Well, a lot of people will say things like, I guess one day I'll be able to sit down and reflect on my career, which is always a weird thing. Can you imagine any of them just like sitting down with a wine at the end of the day and going,
fuck, that was shit. The referee robbed us. Fucking Bart, Angus Gardner, you prick.
Oh dear. And then another couple of retirements.
Kian Healy, who's the record holding Irish player, 37 years old, time to retire.
Oh, I was about to say, is he older than us? No.
37. 37 is a fair bit younger than us.
Yeah.
And Connor Murray as well. Those
front rowers can go for donkeys, can't they?
Connor Murray too. And then Stephen Kitsoff from South Africa. This is a medically enforced one. He was apparently a couple of millimeters or something away from dying.
Holy shit.
With his neck injury that he had.
All right, stop playing, buddy.
Yeah.
Does he have a beer brand?
I don't think so.
I thought he had a beer.
Does he?
Does he run a microbrewery with Carl?
What the hell tangent is this?
Well, I think he does.
Okay, maybe he does.
Does he?
Let's buy some of those beers.
Sponsor the podcast, Kitsoff.
Exactly.
I am not at all a great player, and the testament to him being such a great player. Couple World Cups. I'm not going to miss watching him.
Spicy Plum.
Play us.
Great player, one of my favorites.
Yeah,
love a good South African prop.
You love a bit of prop love. He sure does. Well, Mark, what else is there?
Six Nations coming this weekend.
All right, who we got?
We got Wales heading to Scotland.
This will be letting us know whether Wales have actually got some stuff to them or whether they're poos.
Still
poos.
Italy is heading to Twickenham to take on the English.
The English should be able to get that. Italy have been a little bit underwhelming in this year's tournament, would you agree?
They did beat Wales, but they're probably lucky they played Wales with Getz in charge based on one game that was without Getz.
Yeah, I think that team, that the Wales effort against Ireland would have been a significant effort and one that would have beaten
Italy, maybe.
An Italy team. Yeah.
And then there's one last game, which is Ireland hosting France.
Oh, that's a clash of the minnows, eh?
Whoa. Some are saying, it was a good point, some people left a comment saying that the timing of the Omani, Murray and Healy retirements right ahead of this big clash maybe is this kind of motivating factor for the Irish guys to G up and go for that Grand Slam and not like let the French, who just annihilated the Italians, kind of, you know.
Be a massive clash. Where is it? It's played in Dublin.
Dublin, yeah.
Okay. I think that game you'd have to go with whoever's at home would be the favourite. So if it was in Paris, I'd be saying the French, but it's in Ireland. So I just hope it's going to be an absolute barnstormer of a game. And to be fair, like I love Ireland. I love Irish people. But I also would like it to be all up in the air going into the last week of the tournament. So let's see what happens.
Yes.
Any hot takes from you on
anything else going on?
Found a venue for the wedding.
Cool. McDonald's Lincoln Road or?
Yep, McDonald's Lincoln Road.
They got a Playland.
You have to buy your own sprites though.
Okay.
It's gonna be great. That's about all I've got going on at the moment. And continuing on with this hard 75, operating on a calorie deficit at the moment. Looking forward to a drink at some stage in my life as well. I think the Monday, what sucks about this whole thing, no offense, Mike, but It finishes like the last day of my hard 75 is a Sunday. So my first day where I'm allowed to have something decent to eat. And a tipple.
It's a Monday.
It's a Monday. We'd be recording the podcast, which is like, you know, nothing wrong with it, but I kind of want to like go out and have like a big meal and I like, and well, go enjoy myself. But I've got work the next day, Tuesday.
True.
So it's nothing to do with you. I'll have an alcoholic. I might be put on my ass after two beers after all this time.
Maybe.
When was the last time you went 75 days without drinking alcohol?
I don't remember. Maybe when I was 17.
Yeah, I'm thinking it's like 15 or something, yeah. Actually. Because like even 15, there were like parties and stuff you'd go to and you'd get a drink here and there. Yeah, a long time ago.
It's a long time.
It's a long time. All right, Mark. Well, that was a fantastic podcast. I'm sorry my rugby knowledge really deserted me. There are times where we do this podcast and I think, I don't know what the hell happened. And then we start and then it all kind of comes back to me.
Flows back to me.
And then I thought that might happen this week. But then as you were talking about the rugby, I was going, I can't remember that. Anyway.
So much rugby.
So much rugby. So much time. So many beers that are not being drunk on this podcast called
2 Cents Gets Distracted.
It's a rugby podcast. Where can the people, they're watching on YouTube, as they can see. Hello, you can see my hand. But if you didn't see my hand,
you might be listening on Apple Podcasts.
Or iHeartRadio.
Or even Spotify.
And we appreciate you too.
Yes.
We really do.
I set all this up. So if there's been a technical error, it's probably my fault.
I think it's got about as good chance as it working as it always does. So 50-50.
The red light's on.
There's a red light on that. And there's a handshake.
There we go.
So I'm still looking. Look at the camera. Come here. Oh, yeah.
Get in there. Oh. Hold me. Squeeze me.
Hold me, squeeze me.
Take care, folks.
See you later.